Come on, Susan. Concentrate.
Sis, it's me.
Gordon.
Sis,
oh my goodness. I miss you.
You can't see me either. I was there to you as I am to everybody else.
Hey, that's not Mozart.
Oh. It's me. I'm a ghost.
Oh, it's so cold in here. My fingers are making up their own tunes. Oh, where's my cardigan?
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency by Douglas Adams.
And you're back with us, fully conscious and wide awake. What a fascinating evening you appear to have spent while your employer was being tediously murdered.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call 2 hours of Coleridge's poetry fascinating. Though breaking into my girlfriend's flat was a new departure.
Miss Pierce!
These lunch breaks are going to have to stop. They're becoming daily. Excuse me. This is a recording. Please leave a message. Oh, hello, Mrs. Sorskind. Yes, well, expenses are necessarily expensive, Mrs. Sorskind. The clue is in that... Then I will explain to you again why the trip to the Bahamas was so vitally necessary. I wish I could find it in my heart to tell you that I find your skepticism rewarding and invigorating, but with the best will in the world, I am drained by it, Mrs. Sorskind. Drained. I think you will find an item to that effect on the invoice. Yes, here we are. Relentless pursuit in the face of clients' draining scepticism. Pardon me? But of course, my fee is always up for discussion, just as soon as it's paid. My dear Mrs. Sorskind, may I call you Joyce? Thank you. My dear Mrs. Sorskind, let me say this. Do not trouble yourself about this bill. Do not let it alarm or discomfort you. Do not, I beg you, let it become a source of anxiety to you. Just grit your teeth and pay it. As always, the very greatest pleasure to speak to you, Mrs. Sorskind. For now only, goodbye.
To detecting and triangulating the vectors of the interconnectedness of all things.
What does that mean?
£150 plus VAT. Events may seem to you to be a tangled mess of confusion at the moment, and yet we have some interesting threads to pull on. For of all the things you've told me that have happened, only 2 are actually physically impossible.
Impossible?
Completely and utterly. Luckily, you've come to exactly the right place with your interesting problem, for there's no such word as impossible in my dictionary. In fact, I must get a new one. Everything between heavy ink and marmalade seems to be missing. Goodness knows what Miss Pierce has been using it for.
I'm back! Oh, I don't see a wage packet on my desk.
Ah, speak of the clerical effort and it will moan.
Going to the bank at last, Mr. Gently?
No. By the look of Richard, I need some fresh air, or as fresh as we'll get by the canal. Come, Richard, let us think the unthinkable. Let us do the undoable. Let us even, if time permits, F the ineffable.
Potty mouth. Wainwright's Fruit Emporium. Mr. Wainwright is unable to take calls at this time as he thinks he's a cucumber.
I hope that isn't a customer.
Not anymore.
She never held me. She never kissed me. All I wanted was one story. Just one story
right
at night.
Then, Mr. Wenton Weeks, moving on.
Oh, must I?
Nearly 50 minutes of your hour spent on the character assassination of your mother could be seen as obsessive.
No, but it's not her character I want to assassinate.
A match.
A match? No, you can't smoke here.
The waiting has seemed an eternity of eternities when it is filled with failure. But the match once made cancels it all. Will cancel it all. Will undo what has been so disastrously done.
Before that, I don't know who you are.
It doesn't matter. The match is made. The match is perfect.
There's someone else that seems very important to you. You've mentioned him several times. A monk?
The electric monk. I had it brought here. It didn't work. It was programmed to act upon its beliefs, but...
Time's up. Michael, you've been quite unfocused. Let's come back to that tomorrow.
You know, trusty Steve, there are days when my faith circuits do not strain every diode to accommodate the wonder of the universe. On such a fine day, I can believe without contradiction that some deity may well be comfortably in his dwelling place, and that all is well with the world. And even if neither is true, I can believe that I don't care a tinker's fig. Because, though it has cooled now, I believe happiness is a warm gun. I believe it is the greatest gift that I possess. Apart from you, obviously. Yes, my hairy transport. I believe that despite my joy, you are still very hungry. Ah, then this must be the place for us.
Do you want to supersize that?
Yeah, with cheese and the extra fries.
Yeah. Oh, what do you want?
Two happy meals to go, or I will murder the milkshake machine.
The only thing impossible about last night's dinner was sitting through that poem.
Inexplicable, then. There's no point in using the word impossible to describe something that has clearly happened, but it cannot be explained by anything we know.
All Reds did was a conjuring trick to amuse a little girl. He does them all the time. Looks impossible, but it's easy once you know how it's done.
Dexterity, misdirection, suggestion, all easily learnt by anyone with too much time on their hands. Sawing a lady in half is easy. Sawing a lady in half and then joining her together again is less easy, but achievable. The illusion you described, finding a college salt cellar inside a piece of 2,000-year-old pottery, is completely and utterly inexplicable.
Well, there was probably some detail of it I missed.
Oh, but... without question, but the next completely inexplicable thing is, of course, the matter of your sofa.
Dirk, Gordon Way's been murdered, and I appear to be the suspect. None of these things are remotely connected with that.
I am extremely inclined to believe that they are.
Oh, but that's absurd.
You are the connection.
What?
And you've certainly been behaving in a highly peculiar and eccentric way.
I have not.
You were last night observed by me to climb the outside of a building and break into the flat of your girlfriend, Susan Way.
It may have been unusual, but it was perfectly logical and rational.
Just to retrieve an answering machine tape, not a little disproportionate, perhaps?
I just couldn't let Susan down
again.
So you're
absolutely satisfied with your own reasons for doing what you did?
Yes.
Do you know what my old maiden aunt, who lived in Winnipeg, used to tell me?
Hold my shoes.
With pleasure. Hang on!
Watch out!
This light belt!
It's all right! I can swim!
No, you can't! Now grab it!
Oh, God, that's cold. It's disgusting. What do people do in that canal?
Nothing that the ducks don't.
I'm usually a strong swimmer. Oh, I must have got some kind of cramp. Couldn't fight it. Lucky we were near the life belt.
Come on, let's find you a hot drink. Here you are.
Do you always carry a towel around in your briefcase?
Do you always go swimming in the afternoons?
Mornings, usually. The pool on Highbury Fields.
And that was why you dived headlong into the canal?
I don't know. Suddenly occurred to me I hadn't been today. Help me deal with all of this.
So nothing to do with my aunt, then?
What on earth are you talking about?
Let me show you.
What's that? Have you been recording all this?
No, I was recording our chat earlier.
Click my fingers and you will wake and forget all of this except for the instructions I shall now give you. In a little while, we shall go for a walk along the canal, and when you hear me say the words, my old maiden aunt who lived in Winnipeg...
Richard, stay!
You will take off your shoes and dive headlong into the canal. You'll find that you're unable to swim, but you'll not panic or sink. You'll simply tread water until I throw you the life belt, if it's not been nicked.
Yes, Dad.
I'd be interested to know exactly what it was that possessed you to climb into Miss Way's flat last night, and why.
Dirk, there was a message from Gordon on her tape. He'd phoned from the car. The tape's in my flat. I'm suddenly very scared by all this.
Bang on time.
Calvin, I'm your relief.
Oh, great. The murderer cover.
Michael, Ken, I'll just get the sword.
Can I help you, sir?
It's all right, he's with me.
Excuse me, sir.
Stay there and guard this sofa. Do not let anyone touch it. And I mean anyone, understood?
Not even me.
Why would you need to touch it?
Well, I've orders to saw it out.
Countermanded. Watch it like a hawk. I shall... What? A full report.
Oh, yes, sir. Is there something...
You. Have you searched the waste paper basket?
Yes, sir.
Well, search it again. Keep searching it. I haven't got all day. Who's here?
The CID just left.
I know. I had them pulled off. I'll be upstairs if I'm needed. But I don't want any interruptions.
Sir, who...
I don't see you searching the waste paper basket. And I want it deep searched. You understand?
Six shiny silver Macintoshes. Now this is what androids dream of. Aha, the sofa program. Horsehair, bring it on. Okay, I see. Oh, whoa, tricky. Like Lara Croft with loose covers. Shunt it backwards and forwards. There, it's free. What's so difficult about that? One unstuck sofa. Ah, I see. The wall has to stay put. Try again. Okay, right. Well, logically, the application so near and yet so far has unexpectedly quit. Click OK. But that's not OK, is it? I want to click damn and blast you. Okay. What's this one running?
Welcome to Apple Team. Please select the option.
Cambridgeshire Constabulary. Drop that mouse.
Why, Detective Constable Jilks.
Detective Sergeant Jilks.
And how many students did you have to convict for that promotion?
All of them. You know, when I arrived back here to discover one police officer guarding a sofa with an unused saw in his hand and another dismembering an innocent waste paper basket, I'm obliged to ask myself certain questions. And I have to ask them with the disquieting sense that I am not going to like the answers when I find them. And I find myself mounting the stairs with a horrible premonition. A very horrible premonition indeed. A premonition, I might add, that I now find horribly justified. I walk in to find Svlad Chelly in my suspect's flat. Now get out and give me that tape on the way.
What tape?
You're a clever man, Shelley. I grant you that, but you make the same mistake a lot of clever people do of thinking that everyone else is stupid.
You mean this tape?
We are trained, you know. We used to get half an hour observation training on Tuesday afternoons. Well, we needed a break after 4 hours solid of senseless brutality. Put it in that machine. Now play it. Let's see what you didn't want us to hear.
It wasn't that I didn't want you to hear it. I just wanted to hear it first.
As I don't claim to be a mind reader, an introduction...
This is the tape that was in Susan Way's telephone answering machine last night. Her brother apparently had this habit of leaving long messages, almost obsessively so.
Yeah, I know about that. And his secretary goes around picking up his gibberings in the morning. Poor cow.
Susan, hi, it's Gordon.
I suppose you can't shed any light on a horse discovered in a bathroom. It seemed to have an air of you about it.
I cannot as yet, though it interests me strangely.
I should think it bloody does. It would have interested you strangely if you'd had to get the bloody thing down a bloody winding staircase at 1 o'clock in the morning as well. I don't care what interests you, Shelley. You're a con artist and you're up to no good.
I am here in pursuit of justice.
Oh, really? Well, I wouldn't mix with me then, and I certainly wouldn't mix with the Met. What do you know of Macduff and Gordon Way?
Of Gordon Way? Nothing beyond what is common knowledge. Macduff I knew at Cambridge.
Oh, you did you? Describe him.
Scottish. Tall, thin, and good-natured. A bit like a praying mantis that doesn't pray. A non-praying mantis, if you like. A sort of pleasant, genial mantis that's given up praying and taken up tennis.
Sounds like the same one.
And therefore completely incapable of murder.
That's for us to decide.
And a jury.
Juries.
Though, of course, it won't come to that, since the facts will speak for themselves long before it comes to a court of law for my client.
Macduff is your client. All right, Shelley. Where is he?
I haven't the faintest idea.
I bet you've got a billing address, though. Look, this is a perfectly normal, harmless murder inquiry, and I don't want you mucking it up. So consider yourself warned off as of now. If I see a single piece of evidence being levitated, I'll hit you so hard you won't know if it's tomorrow or Thursday. Stop the tape. Right. 3 minutes and 25 seconds. Stay here and don't move. Don't touch anything. I've made a mental note of the position of every particle of air in this room, so I shall know which ones you've been breathing. Tuck it. Put that saw down. Get on to Way Forward's office. Get the details of Way's car.
What have we really got here? There's something I'm missing. What?
It's me, Jackie.
Oh, it's cold.
It's Gordon Way. I need your help.
Is somebody here?
Come on, man, you're the psychic. If you can't see me, who can?
If anyone can hear me, hear this. My mind is my center, and everything that happens there is my responsibility. Other people may believe what it pleases them to believe, but I will do nothing unless I know the reason why, and I know it clearly. If you want something, then let me know, but do not dare touch my mind.
I didn't understand a word of that.
Now, let me finish what I was doing.
Susan, help me! Help me, for God's sake! Susan, I'm dead!
Sorry about that. I was a bit spooked. What are you doing?
I am now wiping that part of the recording.
What?
I'm sorry, but I have the welfare of my client to consider.
How is anybody going to know I'm still sat here if you wipe the evidence?
If the tape is going to establish the time of Gordon Way's death, then I don't want any embarrassing examples of Gordon Way speaking to turn up on the tape after that point, even if it is to confirm that he is, in fact, dead.
Do you know who you are dealing with? Have you any idea of the ass-kicking I will be giving you if I have 3 minutes and a corporate night?
It's no good getting upset about it. If you are who I think you are, you have no business here anyway. Now make your peace and go.
I'll go when I... Oh, I need... What do I need? What do I need? It's to do with the telephone. Yes.
You want to make a phone call?
What's the bloody number?
It's like talking to Lassie. Impressive, but you're tiring.
Barrett!
You want to get a message to somebody?
Yes! Yes, you're right!
Right.
Not now!
Yes, I can see you're frustrated.
I'm going to come in again, and when I do, I don't want to see anything of this kind going on whatsoever. Is that understood?
Flat-footed, low-browed, knuckle-dragging twat!
Right.
Listen, Poltergeist, if you want my help, don't you ever embarrass me like that again.
Sod you, then. I'll try elsewhere.
Ah, there you are, Chilly. I'll pretend I can't see any of this mess. I won't have to ask any questions, the answers to which I know would only irritate me. Give me that tape.
Here.
This seems to put your client completely in the clear. We've had confirmation that the last call made from the car was at 8:46 p.m. last night, at which point your client was lightly dozing in front of several hundred witnesses at a college dinner. I say witnesses, quite a few were students, but we'd probably be forced to assume they can't all be lying.
Oh, goody. Well, I'm glad that's all cleared up.
We never thought he'd actually done it, of course, simply didn't fit, but you know us. We like to get results. Tell him I will still ask him some questions, though.
I shall be sure to mention it if I happen to run into him.
You just do that little thing.
Well, I shan't detain you any longer, Detective Sergeant.
No, but I shall bloody detain you if you're not out of here in 30 seconds, Chelly. I don't know what you're up to, but if I can possibly avoid finding out, I shall sleep easier in my office. Out!
Yes, Jilks. Come in.
Jilks.
Phone
Cambridgeshire CID, Sarge. Been an incident in a burger chef on your patch. Over.
I'm on it. Jilt's out.
Anything I can help with?
Oh, very funny.
Then I shall bid you good day, Detective Sergeant. I won't say it's been a pleasure, because it hasn't.
Constable, what's happened?
Don't know, sir. Just come on duty.
Was there a sofa on these stairs?
What makes you think that?
The sawdust.
You'll wear a groove in that carpet, Mr. Macduff.
I can't just hang around here for Dirk. I've got to do something.
Shame we haven't got a piano here. You could bang out a tune or two to take your mind off it. You were in a band, weren't you?
Yeah, the reasonably good band.
Doesn't ring any bells.
We weren't that musical, or even reasonably good.
You didn't get on?
I think we were the first group to split through artistic similarities.
Hot potato, take 57, rolling.
Okay, you rolling?
Yes, that's what rolling means.
Oh, right, okay.
Still rolling.
1, 2...
No, I'm sorry, look, I can't do it, guys. I just can't do it.
Well, you've just played it 56 times.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Payne's right, it's crap. Oh,
I hate this song.
You can boil it, bake or roast it, it's still crap.
Wait, we could do one of the other songs.
No, it's all crap.
I'd rather be in a tribute band, you know.
Yeah.
To the Wombles.
Yeah. Or we could just pack it in.
Brilliant! You're a genius!
What did I think of that?
The record company tried to recoup the loss by releasing Take 56 of Hot Potato under the band name Pugilism and the Third Autistic Cuckoo.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, made them a fortune, went platinum worldwide, and we got nothing. Right, I've made a decision.
Not a reunion.
Tell Dirk I've gone to see Susan.
Oh, bam.
Spare some change?
Oh, no, mate. I believe that's the biggest horse I've ever seen.
I am happy to relieve you of that burden, friend.
What burden?
Of believing this is the biggest horse you have ever seen. Even now, I am becoming giddy with the vertiginous business of sitting on its vast back. Ooh. Relax and let your mind float downstream. Believing in this horse is no longer weighing down your busy day.
Right.
Spare
some change?
I have heard that greeting a lot today. And a very spare change to you. Good day.
Spare some change?
Right, son, off that horse for the shooting position! You're Nick!
I will assume any position you like.
Shut up!
I believe my face is in your armpit. Oh, how uncomfortable. Thank you.
We've got a right one here.
I have another one on the left.
Oh, shut up!
Oh, yes.
Miss Pierce, what's that in your hand?
The envelope says on Her Majesty's service. Either it's your knighthood or a tax demand. I'm willing to take a bet, which...
Never mind that. What do you make of this?
It's a lot of squiggles done in blue felt tip on typing paper. Yours?
Yes, I believe it's the answer to the problem of our conjuring trick.
It was a trick. What's the problem?
It was impossible.
Well, then he couldn't have done it. Stands to reason.
Exactly. Exactly. Consider this an intractable problem. In trying to find the solution to it, I was going round and round in little circles in my mind, over and over the same maddening things. How to break this circle? Ask me how.
How?
By writing down what the answer is. And here it is. You see what I've done? I've transformed the problem from an intractably difficult conundrum into a mere linguistic puzzle, albeit an intractably difficult one. Go on, say it's insane, but it might just work.
It's insane. Trust me.
I know that there is something profoundly wrong somewhere, and I know that I must go to St. Sed's, Cambridge, to put it right, but I'd feel less fearful if I knew what it was. Look, just tell me, what do you think of this, then?
I think it's childish squiggle.
Then we need to be childish in order to understand. Only a child sees things with perfect clarity, because it hasn't developed all those filters which prevent us from seeing things that we don't expect to see.
Then why don't you go and ask one?
Thank you, Miss Pierce. Where's Richard?
That's the thing. He's gone to see Susan Wade.
Excellent!
Oh, well, hooray!
What did you say his name was?
It's, Dirk Gently, in a way.
In what way?
A vague and shifty way. Mm. Mind you, just about anything you could say about Dirk is subject to rather vague and shifty qualifications. Especially the string of qualifications on his letterhead.
If it's the police, we better get it over with.
This way. Oh. It is the most inexpressible pleasure to meet you, but also a matter of the deepest regret that the occasion of our meeting should be one of such great sorrow, and one which bids me to extend to you the most profound sympathy and commiseration. Richard, I've solved the problem of the conjuring trick. It took a 7-year-old child on the street to give it to me. What then is the solution, you ask, or rather would ask if you could get a word in edgeways, the improbability of which defies calculation, so I will save us all the bother and ask the question for you, and answer it as well by saying that it explains everything. It explains the trick. It explains the note you found. And it explains what the missing third question was.
What missing question?
The missing question that George III asked, of course.
Asked who?
The professor. Don't you listen to anything you say? Last night, I saw you climbing into this flat. I knew that something was wrong. If you were not quite yourself, then who were you? And why? Today, I got you to tell me every last detail you know about what happened last night. As a result, using my intellect alone, I know that there is something terribly, desperately, appallingly wrong, and that we must find it. Can you come with me now to Cambridge?
Okay.
Do I get a say in this?
Of course.
For goodness sake, go. Anything to stop him talking.
Thank God. What's this?
Pickled herring. Do you want some?
Thank you, no. There is no such word as herring in my dictionary. Good afternoon, Miss Way. Wish us Godspeed.
Godspeed.
In episode 4 of Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency by Douglas Adams, Harry Enfield played Dirk Gently and Billy Boyd was Richard Macduff. Olivia Colman was Janice Pierce, Felicity Montague, Susan Way, Toby Longworth was the Electric Monk, Robert Duncan played Gordon Way, Jim Carter was Jilks, and Michael Fenton Stevens played Michael Wenton Weeks. Philip Pope played the singer, and Andy Seacombe was the psychiatrist. The announcer was John Marsh. The music was by Philip Pope. The programme was dramatised by John Langdon and Dirk Maggs. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency was produced by Joe Wheeler and the director, Dirk Maggs, and was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4.